views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason. Today, we're talking about health. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, everyone talks about health. It's in the news, and we're always hearing about ways to be healthy. We are constantly hearing about toxic stuff that affects us as well. All of those things, and we also hear about all of those things that make us healthier. I'm so confused. Where do we start about health?
Well, I'm confused too, except for this. In order to understand your health, you have to understand how you work as human beings. And this is something that Patricia and I have, you know, we know about because we're intuitives. And we, part of the ecosystem approach is understanding the whole structure. But we know that you are an ecosystem made up of physical parts and systems, as well as your essence that has desires, preferences, and purpose. And that essence, there's a whole world around you that's what we call energy. It's energetic. So your ecosystem is not only made up of your physical parts, the old song, your foot bone connected.
Knee bone connected to the hip bone. Oh, no, that's not right. That would be not right at all.
your circulatory system, your digestive system, all these different systems in your body. But it's way more than that because there's this energy connected to your essence. So here's what's important. Your physical symptoms, you know, when you have my foot aches or my tummy doesn't feel right or...
You're not talking about being a pain in the ass, right?
Well, that's also something, you know, but that could be energetic also, but everything, all your physical symptoms are forms of communication from your essence that says, pay attention, correct course. These communications can guide you to better health, especially when we use the ecosystem approach. Now, you know, nutrition is important, exercise is important, all those things that you've heard are important, but they don't get to the key element, which is your essence.
Okay, so let me see if I'm just gonna, you know, give us a plug here. The ecosystem approach that we're talking about is to remove and clear the negative energies of these conditions or these communications from the essence of who you are.
You know, and it gets complicated. The truth is, we're clearing the energy, the conduit, so that we can get these communications. When we use typical programming methods, what we do is we block that communication from our essence. We push it aside. We say, it doesn't matter how I feel. I'm just going to do whatever. You know, I'm going to keep going. You know, no pain, no gain. I'm going to keep going. It doesn't matter how I feel. And how you feel is all those communications from your essence. Now, people think of this in terms of black and white. For example, if you're trying to get a project done and you're getting all these messages that says, oh, you're tired. Oh, you have to slow down. Oh, you know, this is overwhelming. It's saying to you, it's telling you, it's giving you information. Now, you could you could say, okay, I know I need to slow down. I know I need to relax. I know I need to rest.
But I need to finish.
But you need to finish. So clear the negative energies and then finish and then clear the negative energies some more. It doesn't
exactly
have to be black and white.
Exactly. Exactly. And by the way, even if you don't know what those negative energies are, clear being tired and a disconnect from a life force. I mean, that's a really huge thing. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that in a little while. So
that's the ecosystem approach.
Okay.
So we can compare that to the programming frame that sees all humans as machines. That's a collection of parts, systems that need to operate within certain specifications. With programming, symptoms are just things that need to be removed, usually with a drug or a pill. Often, you know, one of the big things that happens when you go to a doctor, they'll say, well, you have to do lifestyle changes. But lifestyle changes don't necessarily remove negative energy. For example, maybe your blood pressure is too high. So doctor says you have to do a lifestyle change. And I'm going to say this because, you know, this is a little bit about me, but I love to watch HGTV and see these people who move to the Caribbean, for example, or island life or whatever, where they say, I'm going to go from New York to the Bahamas. And for them, it's a lifestyle change. They want to slow down. They want to raise their kids differently. And there's nothing wrong with that. But lifestyle changes don't change the energy.
Well, in other words, those that are drinking too heavy because of stress of a job, they just still drink too heavy or still drink in the Bahamas. Those that need to exercise.
You'll have more fun with it.
Yes, you might have more fun with it. Exactly.
You may be watching the sunset while you're drinking that
exactly.
Six pack.
Yeah. Yeah. but the truth is, what we're saying is that if it you made a geographical move, but you didn't make an energetic move, or most people don't make an energetic move. But how do you do that, Jason?
With the ecosystem approach. Now, I guess this is really hard to get our head around because it's so out there in a way.
Right.
The truth is that our health really has to do with the energy that surrounds our essence. You know, our essence has a personality. It has desires. It has purpose. It has preferences.
Okay, but Jason, I've been there. All around us, we are being constantly encouraged to ignore all of the messages from our essence, and we're being pushed to, you have to focus on what you're doing, you have to be disciplined, and you have to be all of these things that in essence we really don't want to be. Notice I used in essence, we really don't want to be. But how you can get the job done and use the messages from your essence to make your life better is through the ecosystem approach, meaning clearing the negative energies.
Well, and you brought up a good point.
Okay.
Self-discipline is sort of the holy grail.
Yeah.
Who would say anything bad about self-discipline? Focus, drive to completion. Oh my gosh, we want to stand up and salute when people say those things.
Right.
But what it does, it shuts off communication with your essence. Now, people think when you say, okay, the self-discipline is a form of programming, and where they immediately go and say, well, if I don't have any self-discipline,
I'll be
a mess.
Yeah, I'll be
able to function
at all.
A
complete mess.
That is completely not true, okay? And the truth is that as you create a bridge from a programming lifestyle to a more ecosystem lifestyle, there will be some programming there. There will be some discipline.
Well, of course, because we can't leave it all behind in less than a heartbeat. We can't do that because we've been programmed for so long and we haven't listened to the essence of who we are for so long, then, you know, it can be a little confusing. But understand, you do not have to stop. What you need to do is just clear the negative energies. And Jason, let's just give him I'm going to give one. I used to run years ago. I am not of the running age at the moment. And so understand that running was great. It didn't change the energy, but what it did was it really damaged my knees. So I'm dealing with that today. So Jason, what are the key points?
Obviously, and the point is that she didn't listen. You know, she got the message, but she wasn't able to listen.
No, I had no idea to know how.
Key points. Your physical health is connected to the health of your essence. Oh, that's a biggie.
Yes.
You are not a machine with parts and systems that need to be fixed to be healthy. That's a huge illusion. Lifestyle changes don't necessarily remove negative energy connected to bad health. And the ecosystem approach changes your energy and can transform your health.
Okay, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you understand how to work with your essence for better health. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuOS.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's HIRE learners.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you, discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion. Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today, we're talking about health. And in this segment, we're going to talk about how your essence is connected to your health. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason. So how do we work with our essence for better health?
Okay. Our essence is always there, coaching us, guiding us, and helping us, especially regarding our personal health. The truth is, it's guiding us and coaching us about our life, but it's through our health that it kind of says, hey, you know, stay away from that. Oh, you know, quit that.
Or, yeah, I like that.
And because we've been programmed so badly, it's a very common form of the way that essence can talk to us. But for the most part, we ignore it.
Yeah.
This is a big statement here. We never get sick in a way that's completely separate from essence. In other words, you never just catch a cold. We've been taught by the traditional medical community that, you know, cold, you know, viruses, bacteria, molds, these things create disease or illness. And that if it wasn't for those things, we would never get sick. And that's not true at all. Not true at all. And there's never a cold that you get that has nothing to do with your essence. There's never a hangnail that you get that has nothing to do with your essence. They're always
lotion on that hangnail, yeah, everyone.
They're all connected to essence. And our essence is always connected to our emotions. And our emotions are always connected to health or our lack of health. So if you want to have optimal health, you have to listen to your essence.
And how do you do that, Jason?
Through the ecosystem approach. What? So, and I want to go back to that just really quickly.
Okay.
This is a lot of stuff in this segment, but our ecosystem approach in general takes an energy approach to our life as opposed to a strategy and technique. It's not about just what you can see, feel, hear. And the ecosystem approach is to look at the energies in our life and then affect them. And up to now, we've never had a tool to be able to really affect them as consistently and specifically as we do with the ecosystem approach.
Well, okay. So, and use the ecosystem approach to clear away negative energies.
Yes.
So, but let's talk, how about some examples of how our essence talks to us with symptoms and disease?
So we're going to talk about these are some pretty heavy diseases, but let's just give you some parts where your essence always has a story. It always has a story to tell to say, hey, you need to do this in your life, or you need to heal this in your life, or both.
Well, let's just talk about the story for just a moment. What he's talking about is that we all, when we were kids, we learned very easily through the stories that we were told. And we didn't realize that they would be so, and I'm not talking about those stories, but I'm talking about our own story, how our own story actually has been hidden from us through the programming. And when we understand the story of our life, it makes such a difference. Now, by the way, it doesn't just appear all of a sudden. This is not magic. I want to make that really clear.
Your essence has to be uncovered, which is what we talk about every segment.
Yes.
Your ecosystem needs to be uncovered instead of programmed. And
Correct.
That's what you do to uncover your story.
Okay.
But for example, a cold. A cold is usually about being run down. Maybe it's fear of germs. Maybe it's being a victim to things unseen. All those things are energies that can be cleared.
Right.
No one just gets a cold. When you're in a at work or at home and everybody else has a cold and then you get a cold, it's probably for a little bit different reason than everybody else because your story is different.
And that makes you what? Unique.
And we think it's all about the germs. It's not all about the germs.
Right.
Diabetes. Oh my gosh, it's epidemic in our country right now. It's one of the biggest health crises.
Right.
Diabetes is usually connected to your story that has to do with sweetness in life.
No sweetness in life.
No sweetness in life. Most people, you know, depression and anxiety is epidemic along with diabetes, huh?
Well,
maybe that's a common thread in terms of the story.
Okay, and I just want to make this point. When people end up with type 2 diabetes, the number one thing that they've been doing in one form or another is they're eating a lot of sugar. And if you know anything about how that sort of stuff works, carbs turn to sugar. Everything turns to sugar, but you're eating a lot of sugars. And you're trying to get some sweetness in life.
You're trying to overcome your depression and your sadness and your despair. And that's why. So that was diabetes, fibromyalgia. And we're just choosing some conditions at random here, but we just thought they'd be interesting.
Right.
Traditional medicine doesn't do very well with fibromyalgia, and they just treat the symptoms for the most part. And they don't understand that they understand that it moves around, but they don't understand why it moves around. Well, we see energy move around all the time.
Exactly.
And when people get sick, it's not usually, it's not based on a certain specialty. So fibromyalgia is usually related to your story that has anger and betrayal, sometimes hyperactivity. So in other words,
hypersensitivity.
Hypersensitivity, where you've struggled in life, you haven't, you're angry about being betrayed, by being pushed aside, about not having your essence come forward. And fibromyalgia is a symptom of that story.
And by the way, that hypersensitivity is something that you turn on yourself.
Yes. You're hypersensitive to the world, and you struggle to function in the world with any sort of way that's normal or productive.
Exactly.
Parkinson's disease. Oh, it's a big one. And Parkinson's disease is usually related to someone's story around powerlessness, enslavement, and the inability to take charge of yourself. Now, I know some of you are out there going to say, okay, well, what about Michael J. Fox? You know, he's creating this, he doesn't seem to be powerless at all.
He's done an amazing job.
He's done this, he's going for, looking for a cure for Parkinson's disease.
And bravo to him, by the way.
And he's done, you know, he's gotten people together and raised a lot of money, et cetera, et cetera. But I bet you if you look in his personal relationships, you'll see evidence of that powerlessness or enslavement. We always think of our lives in terms of black and white, that it's either this or that, it's this or that, but it's very nuanced. And when you start to use the ecosystem approach, you can see that, oh, you may be strong over here, but then you just mush over here.
Right.
Cancer. Oh my gosh. Whenever you deal with cancer, you have to look at the affected body parts. Female cancers, breast cancer, ovarian cancer.
There you go.
You know, usually relate to some form of sexual abuse, sexual trauma, pushing aside your femininity because it hurts you. It makes you vulnerable.
Or you've been hurt by it or because of it.
You know, brain cancer. I think about John McCain as a great example who recently passed. We have great respect for him. I'm sure we probably didn't agree to 100% in terms of philosophy, in terms of our politics, but the way he approached politics was with honor and with a code and with intellectual integrity.
Correct.
And it makes sense that he got brain cancer because his head could not accept all the dishonesty and lack of intellectual precision that's in politics today.
I.e. negative energy. He took it on, and where did it get stored?
In his brain.
And I just also want to say, as we all know, that he was a prisoner of war. He was a POW. And the truth is, I'm sure that a lot of that started there when he was in captivity.
How can other people be so cruel to other humans?
Yes.
It just was hard for him to accept. But also, there was a loyalty that he had to his country that he struggled with to see the disloyalty in politics that's happening today, and the you know, it's my way or the highway type of approach to the world, you know,
I'm not going to do anything at all approach.
Exactly.
So
heart disease, you know, it's a big one out there. Your heart is not just the center of your circulatory system; it's the center of your emotions and your ability to have emotions, to process all those emotions in your life, connected to your story, creates heart disease. It's a biggie.
All right, Jason, what is the newsletter bonus for this week?
Okay, we're going to do some clearings that, you know, so that the next time you're sick or getting sick, you'll have something written down that you can use to help yourself get better.
Okay, but I know if you're sick, you may not want to clear But try this, or at least listen to the show. That's a really good way to do it. How do you do that, Jason?
With the ecosystem approach. And you can, every show that we do on the fourth segment, we do clearings.
Right.
And that always helps. Doesn't matter what the specifics are, just start. So.
And go to livinglighter.org.
Yes.
Yes. And go to the radio.
The radio tab.
There you go. Okay. So, Jason, what are the steps to better health?
First, constant, consistent, and specific clearings.
Okay.
Second, identify the message and the symptoms that you have and clear the energy of them.
Hey, let's wait, back that up, Jason. If you guys get anything out of this show today, this is the one. Identify the message in the symptoms you have and clear the energy around them. And if you don't understand what they are, clear confusion.
Clear numbness. Mm-hmm. Clear numbness to the message.
And what's the third one, Jason?
Activate life force in your body and direct it toward the message. In other words, if you're having a specific problem with a certain body part, direct life force there. If you're having problems with shame or sexual abuse, direct life force there.
Okay. The biggest weakness of traditional medicine is the lack of understanding of essence.
That's huge. I mean, you know, traditional medicine is just about parts and protocols and metrics.
And by the way, alternative medicine can program you just like traditional medicine.
We've seen so many alternative practitioners treat you sort of like a machine where
right.
you say, oh, do this and do that.
Right. So clearing is an essential supplement to any protocol of healing. We see the best choice for healthcare is some combination of traditional and alternative medicine. Jason, what are the key points?
Your essence is your best health coach you'll ever have. Whenever you push aside your emotions without clearing them, it's a setup for bad health. That every disease, syndrome, and condition has a story related to your essence that can be cleared. And that clearing is an essential supplement for your health.
So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about using the ecosystem approach for your best health. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol The longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And today we're talking about health and using the ecosystem approach to make you better, make your health better. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. All right, Jason, here we go. How do you use the ecosystem approach for healing and the best health?
So we're talking about, you know, connecting to your essence and listening to your essence. And most people say, well, huh? What? That doesn't make any sense. We're taught to read an article and do this for better health and eat this food or
do
this
exercise
routine. The ecosystem approach truly is holistic, and it's about the energy of your life as opposed to strategies and techniques. And the ecosystem approach helps you remove those negative energies in your life in a way that's truly holistic and affects all parts of your life. As you begin to clear the negative energy in your life, you see that these energies connect with all aspects of your life. See, you know, this is why we're doing the radio show, frankly, is that we've had all these topics. We've talked about marriage. We've talked about sex. We've talked about money. We've talked about work, hypocrisy, dishonesty. I mean, you name it. We've had, I think it's like 24, 25th segments so far that we've done, radio shows that we've done so far. And it's kind of about everything. And it's one of the things that I've struggled with all this time because people say, well, you know, what do you do? And what is this about? And truly what happens is when we use the ecosystem approach, it's really about everything. Yeah. It's about the frame that you use to work with your life. And when it comes to health, it's all about the energy and clearing the negative energy. So the stories we mentioned in the previous segment will affect your health, but it'll also affect your work, your relationships, your life purpose. It's all connected.
Well, just the common cold. If you think about it, if you stop and think about, okay, when I get a cold, you know, I don't want to go to work. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. I feel lousy here. I feel lousy there. The truth is that is affecting all of the parts of your life.
And as you start to clear,
you will see
that those negative energies, it'll uncover
yes
your life more clearly. And some people say, well, okay, I don't want to see that stuff. Well, the truth is there are some bad stuff that you see as you start to clear, but you also get to that part that is the most mm-hmm. fundamental part of you, and that's your essence.
And it's amazing.
Opening, you know, clearing opens the channel to more life force.
Right.
See, that's the other thing. This negative energy that we talk about, it blocks your ability to take in life force to your body and to give you better health. There's nothing, if you want to be happy, if you want to be joyful, if you want to be full of life, well, what is that? That's life force. People don't see that. They see that in terms of philosophical terms, but not in concrete terms. We see it in concrete terms. When you take in life force, which we'll do in the next segment, you are putting that positive energy of life into your body, and there's nothing that's more delicious. So let me give you an example of how this all works and to kind of give you a story about how your story affects your health and then... How your story affects your life. And I'm going to talk about something that's really personal to me. My first wife died of Hodgkin's disease, which is a form of cancer. And prior to being diagnosed with Hodgkin's disease, she had symptoms of multiple sclerosis. So there was times that she was completely paralyzed. She couldn't move. Now, back then, I think it's still true, but MS is a disease that they diagnosed through exclusion. So they weren't ready to diagnose her with MS just then, but they thought it was probably MS. And then she got better, and then she had cancer. And the doctors at the time said there was no connection between the MS and the cancer. Now, to kind of give you more detail in the story, Hodgkin's disease is one of the most treatable forms of cancer that there is. It was one of the first that was treated with chemotherapy, and it has the best results that came from chemotherapy. At the time, I was in the military, and my wife was being treated at Walter Reed. And the doctors there said it was 85% curable. Now, for those of you who don't understand that statistic, what that means is out of 100 people that have Hodgkin's disease, 85 of them will live and 15 will die. Well, she was in that 15, in that category of the 15 people. And it's ironic because she was very healthy up until then. Aside from the MS, she really got a cold. She really got sick. She looked healthy. She had gone on this exercise program and she was doing really well. So what happened? Well, knowing what I know now, and I didn't know it then, frankly, I was kind of stupid, deer in the headlights. But I knew that my wife was sexually abused when she was younger, and that growing up, she struggled to just have any confidence in who she was, what she was, and to just stand up and say, "Here I am, world. You know, I'm gonna try it out." And it's not just the sexual abuse. I'm sure that all of her training in her world,
her story,
made her very tentative about life. Now, of course, we weren't doing clearing back then. We had no idea about the clearing at that point or the ecosystem approach. But now, looking back, I know that was her story. But it didn't end there. She passed. She died. My daughter was 7 years old, and I left the military as a result because I was a single parent. And 7 years later, my daughter was diagnosed with Hodgkin's disease. Now, we were in California. She was being seen by a doctor at Stanford, and him, in his modest way, I'm being sarcastic, he told us that he was the best child oncologist that there was in the United States. And he knew the most about Hodgkin's disease than anybody else. For children.
Okay.
And he said there was no proof that there was any sort of hereditary link between my wife's Hodgkin's disease and my daughter's Hodgkin's disease. Now, it was in the same place. It was caught at the same stage. It was stage two. And
by the way, when he means the same place, it was actually in the physical place of both mother and daughter in the same place.
That, you know, and then when we told her, she said, "Yes, I always knew I was going to get cancer like my mother." That was my daughter's story. That was connected to my Deb's story.
His wife's story.
Yeah, and there's an energy there that connects those two. Now, to add to that story is just a little bit more here, and then I'll be done. But to add to that story is the fact that we just started using alternative medicine techniques, and we used a technique to talk to talk through her personality, to her soul, to her essence. And after so many cycles of chemotherapy, she decided to stop. And that's a whole other story, but you know, it was a big deal. She's healthy now. She's
well, since you and I've been together, we've been using the clearing on her.
Yes. And yes. We've been clearing that lineage. And it, of course, it affected me. It affected her. That energy affected everybody in the family. And even Patricia, even though she wasn't part of our life at that point, it's all connected. And
yes.
That's the holistic part. The way to get out of it is with the clearing. It's amazing. That's why the ecosystem approach is truly holistic and can help with any sort of health problems. So
Jason, what are the key points for this segment?
Constant, consistent, and specific clearing is the first step for better health. Clearing to open your channel to life force is the most healing energy in the world.
Okay.
Using the ecosystem approach will uncover your story and what your essence longs to express.
That's a really big point.
And clearing the energy around your story is the best way to have great health.
Okay. So, Jason, let's talk about how to work with the energy.
So, this is how you do clearing. You know, you sit, you can stand, on your head. It doesn't really matter. But in your mind's eye, as we say, to eliminate, just gather up all that negative energy that we identify and throw it into a trash can. And again, the trash can is in your imagination. Just throw it in there and set your intention to help the people around you. And to if we clear something that you don't think affects you, it's not going to hurt you.
Right. So, and then we're going to activate life force energy. And it's kind of a reversal of the process, which is as you inhale, you're going to take in life force. You can bring it in through the top of your head, through your imagination, or directly into your heart, or both, which is fine. And just understand that we see that this as clear, pure light. And by the way, clear, pure light is the most healing energy in the world. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to do some clearing to help you have better health. Starting today, this is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today, we've been talking about health and using the ecosystem approach so you can have better health and take care of you. So, Jason, you ready to get started?
Here we go. Let's do some clearing.
Okay.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions that keep me from the messages and the story from my essence.
Take a breath.
The barrier, so I can trust that I don't have to know exactly what to clear. I just need to start. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any fear I have about connecting to that story from my essence. Take a breath.
Any fear I have of just removing that negative energy because of what it may reveal. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my fear of the shame and the pain to uncover my personal story. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my impatience that says, I don't have time for the ecosystem approach. I just want to program myself and get to the objective.
All right.
Take a breath.
It's close to getting to dinner, but it's not the same thing. Yes. Take a breath, everybody. And to eliminate the hurt and the shame that I have that is attached to me, even though I'm numb to it. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the anger, rage, hate, and bitterness that's attached to my essence, whether I know it or not. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my fear of feeling any negative energies while I'm clearing to attach to the story of my essence, of who I am. Take a breath. You don't need that. Don't be afraid.
And to eliminate my fear of dealing with emotions.
Mm.
My pride that says, I don't have any of these really negative emotions. Take a breath. And to eliminate any resistance I have to understanding that my emotions and my story has anything to do with my health. Take a breath.
And to eliminate all the blocks to the comfort that I have with the programming methods that I've been using all of my life. Take a breath. And to eliminate the blocks that are keeping me from being able to see what the programming methods are that are keeping me from good and positive health. Take a breath.
Should we activate life force?
Sure. And to activate life force energy. So I can use life force energy to have strength that I need right now to clear away the veils and illusions around my story. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I have the strength and the courage to include clearing as well as activating life force in my ecosystem process, even though I'd rather just activate life force all the time. Take a breath.
Take a breath.
We've had so many people say, I don't want to do the negative stuff. I just want to do positive stuff. Well, the negative stuff is what's covering up your essence, what's interfering with your health.
And if you don't clear away the negative stuff, what you do is granted, positive stuff is great. We're never going to say that it isn't. But the problem is that the negative stuff is still there. In other words, that toxic energy is still there. The blocks for you to be able to communicate to your essence is doesn't serve anything, and especially you. So, and to activate life force so I can love myself enough to accept that I have negative emotions that affect my health. Take a nice breath. Pull that positive energy, life force, right in through the top of your head, through your heart, all the way down to your toes. Take a breath.
And activate life force so I can use that positive energy to put into my body right now to improve my health and feel better.
Right now.
Take a breath. And the last one, so I can, and to activate life force, so I can trust that I have the power to affect my health in a positive way. Take a breath.
So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Okay. This is one that I really love to talk about because there's so many misconceptions, but is also so powerful and so beneficial, and that's manifesting. You know, when you understand energy, manifesting, creating positive things in your world is so much easier than strategies and techniques. You know, I think using energy is sort of like a new frontier of having your life the way you want it, whether right. it's manifesting money, an objective, a better relationship, a relationship, whatever it is. But there's so many misconceptions, and we're going to deal with those misconceptions and how to do it next week. This is a really important show.
And think about it. This one could be really fun. Today was a little bit heavy dealing with health, but the truth is how to manifest things that you want in your life. Wow. That's amazing. So, Jason.
I also wanted to tell everyone, just so you know, that we've been talking about doing Facebook Live in October, and we decided to postpone that till the first of the year. And we're just going to focus on our radio show and the holiday stress, you know, family issues, weight gain, loneliness. And if you have a topic that you'd like us to deal with, we'd be happy to do that. Just email us. We're at jasonandpatricia@livinglighter.org.
We'd really like to hear from you.
Yes.
So if you liked your experience with us today, mark your calendar. Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab. While you're on that website, go look
to the newsletter tab.
To the newsletter tab, excuse me.
So you can sign up for our newsletter. Now, one thing great about the newsletter is every week we have bonus content, which is basically we write them out for you so you can read them. You can put them on your smartphone or whatever and read the clearings.
Right.
And we've had people that have told us, hey, I just get the newsletter, I read it every week, and I clear while I'm on a break, while I'm having lunch, while I'm doing something that
before I go into a meeting.
Yeah. Mindless stuff, filing, whatever, things exactly. that I can do, and they love it. And mm-hmm. it's really helpful. And you can't do too much clearing. You don't realize how much negative energy there is. And we want to help you get rid of that stuff, to uncover that story for you.
Because one of our goals in life is to have the people around us and those that we're connecting with right now, we want your lives to be better. We want your lives to be fuller and richer, and for you to be able to live your life without major health problems and understand who you are in the process.
So kind of join us. We're gonna go on this path together. We'd like to take you with and help you clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically. So sign up for the newsletter. Again, it's at livinglighter.org. Go to the newsletter tab. We just want your email address and your name.
So if you really want to feel better and make clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically, you do have to sign up for that newsletter. So we'd love to hear your comments. And that's Jason and Patricia at livinglighter.org. If you got a benefit today or had some fun, go like us on Facebook. We're at livinglighter.org. We'll connect next Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.